Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous The University Love, the best podcast of 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you know how we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Ooh. Today is Friday, April 26, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, come on in, come on in, come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this week we recorded one episode, I think, but, you know, as I told you, maybe I didn't. My mother-in-law, she passed away on Sunday. Last few days, you know, just haven't been recording. I tried to record on Monday. It was a terrible episode. I said, you know, man, I can't be trying to, you know, I can't be one of these people who just pumping out content to be pumping out content. I'm like, you know, we haven't done it yet. We ain't gonna start doing it now. So, you know, I took a few days off from recording, and here we are. And today we are going to talk about something that we was going to talk about last week. We are going to talk about making extra money. Coming up with money hustles, okay? You, listen, I'm going to give you a reason why you need to come up with extra money. Me and my wife, as I told you before, we have a pool. We enjoy the pool. We like the pool. The pool is nice. The pool costs money. Between the equipment, fixing it, making sure everything's okay, the people coming to clean it, the stuff we had to buy, yada, 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 yada. There's always something going on with that damn pool, okay? Something always is happening. And this week, no different. Me and my wife, we got to spend about $1,500, $1,600 on a new pool pump. Okay. Always something. And so the more money you are making, the more money you can acquire, the more money you can keep, the better off you will be. Okay. Because anytime you want something extra, anytime you want, you know, if you want more than, you know, the basic necessities. Like if you want to travel a little bit, if you want to do this, you want to do that, you have to have extra money, okay? You don't want to live life on credit cards. That you know, you can have credit cards, but you want to pay them off as quickly as possible because you don't want the people to get into your pockets with all the interest and all that, blah, blah, blah. We all know it's a hustle. You know, all this stuff, you know, you have to watch the government. The government, they can't be trusted. We all know this. You know this. I know this. You might not want to acknowledge it, but I'm here to tell you. They get your hand in your pocket. Interest rates on credit cards are outrageous. So the more money that you can have on the side, the better off you will be. So that way you can avoid those kind of credit card charges, you know. But you want to make sure you are having money come in, yeah? There are different ways you can go about it. You can, you know, find something to do part-time. You can get online to make money. You can do the whole, you know, the YouTube. You could try that. You can do MLM. You can do all sort of things. You know, you can work an extra part-time job, you know, if that's what you want to do. But my advice to you is try to find something online that you can do, that you can set up, that you can create. And so that way, you know, no matter what, you know, If you start a blog, people will come see your blog on a regular basis. If you start an online store, people will come and they will see your online store, and you don't have to be necessarily there every time. The hardest thing to do is have a full-time job and a part-time job, because then all the time you're just trading in time for money, and it's like, it's a never-ending cycle. It's like, when do I get sleep? When do I spend time with my wife? When do I spend time with my husband? You know, it goes on and on and on. When I was a little kid, I remember my mom, she worked two jobs. She worked from 7 to 3. Sometimes she would stop by the house. Might see her, might not. Then she would work from 3:30 to 11 at another job. Then she would come home, you know, and then sometimes she would be off on from one job and have to work another job. So for a while, you know, we didn't see a lot of her, and it's like, you know, you kind of miss her. But, you know, I don't remember a lot of that, but I do remember she was gone quite a bit for a while. You know, I think my parents probably had some bills they needed to get caught up on, so she worked two jobs. And, you know, it's cool and everything, but, you know, when you get, as you get older, as I get older, you know, and I want to spend more and more time with my daughter, I don't want to have to be like, okay, honey, I'm sorry, but I got to go work 20 hours so you can go, you know, to ballerina class, you know? No, so, you know, of course, you know, you do this kind of stuff online, you set it up to where, all right, you know, it's like, just like, you know, with the, I write some and I, you know, post them online and I can go back, you know, I made money this month from an article I wrote, you know, like 3 years ago. Somebody, you know, they read it, they liked it or whatever, you know? So that's cool, you know? It's like, all right, they go back to the old, they go back and look, and they're like, oh, I like this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've gotten more people that had liked, I haven't even looked, and then I looked today, you know, I looked today and I was like, oh man, I had a lot of likes, a lot of, you know, followers now, you know, on the little blog, you know, as I told you before, I wrote it right on Medium. And so people have been looking at that, checking that out. That's money that I've made this week that I haven't had to do anything for because the stuff was already written, you know, and as you well know, people go back on the podcast and they download it. And so, you know, if you can make money online, if you can make money through a store, if you can make money some kind of way where you're not having to physically be there all the time when it comes to your part-time job, you know, that is better than working to, you know, a full-time job and a part-time job because you're just trading in hours after hours after hours. Yes, the setup, it might take you a little bit to set it up, but the thing is, once you set it up and once you figure it out and once you start monetizing, then it's a beautiful thing, you know. Because people will go 2 o'clock in the morning, look at your videos, they will look at your content, they will look at your store, they will look at everything, you know. So try to set something up online, you know, try to invest, try to do something that can say, hey, I'm making money while I'm not physically there, you know, and bring in that extra part-time money. I heard Jim Rohn say something. He's a motivational speaker, by the way. He said something. He kept telling people, I'm working part-time and I'm making full-time income by working part-time. Do you want to hear my story? And he said that worked for him. He was in some kind of multi-level business, you know, and it worked for him. And he said by the time he got done, like a year later, that he was making a ridiculous amount of money from his little working 10 to 15 hours a week. You know, if you can do that and make a lot of money, you know, sometimes, I mean, one time I worked at a prison, and then I did a little security, you know, making like $6-7 an hour, you know, at a mall. Oh man, it was cool, but it was, you know, I would get up, work 4 or 5 hours, go work at the prison, work another 8, you know, it was like 12, 13 hours. Really wasn't banging out the bucks, you know. And eventually when you smarten up, when you wise up, you realize, you know, this is not a lot of my, you know, you realize like, hey, this is not a lot of my, this is not a lot of money. If you can make an extra $500, extra $1,000, extra $2,500, you know, by doing, you know, selling stuff on eBay, doing stuff online, you know, investing, then that is a whole lot better than having to go in every day part-time, like, hey, I'm here to work, you know, give me my $100 a week and I can go home, you know. You want to do something where you can, say, maximize the dollars, you know. And the more you know, if you think about it and if you just start writing stuff down, you'll be a lot better off, you know, than, you know, doing the whole, hey, let me go work 14 hours a day and then let me go work another 4 or 5 hours, you know. You're not a machine. You'll break down. It'll suck, you know. So you want to be careful about all that, okay? And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it. That is it for the podcast. Go out, figure out a hustle, and then come back and tell me what it is so I can duplicate it, okay? I'm just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I appreciate you. I know this week has been very sporadic, but we will be back tomorrow. We got to do an episode tomorrow of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. As always, everybody, peace.